This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Donnie Sellers. Did you come into this year with any goals?
Yeah. You know, kind of build on what I was working on in spring training, which is developing my slider and really having a pitching mindset for how to attack hitters. And I think I've come a long way since spring training, you know, developing more towards those goals.
Are you now throwing your slider better than you've ever thrown it before?
Way better than ever. It looks like a true slider. It's not so much slurve anymore like it was in college and earlier this year and last year. It's smaller, tighter, and I'm getting more swings and misses on it.
We have a number of slider guys on this team. We've had a number of slider guys who've gone up. Do you compare your sliders?
We don't really compare them. We take information from each other, like how we grip it, what we feel when we're throwing it, and like intent when we're throwing it, but we don't really compare too much because you kind of want to stay away from that, especially with, you know, your teammates, because in minor league baseball you're competing against them because you want to get moved up. But they're also your teammates and some of your best friends, so it's kind of a weird dynamic.
What is your intent with your slider?
Throw it like a fastball and, you know, trust it that it's going to move where I want it to and not try to do too much with it.
I want to go back to that point that you just made. It's smart. The idea that you're individuals and yet you're also a team. That's something I've seen from this group the whole year, is that you have been a team this entire season. Yeah. Is that different here in the minor leagues from, let's say, whoever we play?
It's a little, I'd say it's different here with us just because we're such a close-knit group of guys, and, you know, it's not really like cliquey like teams can be. You know, we're really one whole team, one whole family, and, you know, we all bought in at the beginning of the year, even though we had a different team. At the beginning of the year, we all bought in to, you know, winning, and, you know, we've been winning. We had one, you know, slow kind of stint where we were losing some games, but, you know, we had new guys coming in. It was a new roster. So now that we're all used to playing with each other, we're winning again, just like we were before.
What is this full season like? Your first full season, April, and how cold it is right out of extended spring training all the way till today?
It's definitely a roller coaster, you know. In the beginning of the year, it's freezing. Everybody's bundled up. You know, the hitters don't want to hit. Pitchers don't want to throw. Then once the season starts warming up, that's when guys start putting better swings on the balls. And pitching becomes a lot more difficult. You got to start competing. You can't really get away with mistake pitches as much anymore because the hitters are out there free swinging now. They don't have anything, you know, holding them back like the layers that they're putting on. And everybody's wearing ski masks. And it was just... it was something to see. I've never really played in, you know, this type of weather where we're playing in sleet and snow. Because with college, you don't start until February. So, when do you start college? I don't
February,
even remember.
March, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not as cold as it was here, especially in North Carolina. It does get cold, but nothing to what we experienced here earlier in the year.
At that very start of the year, you had an appearance. 12 strikeouts in 5 innings against Fort Wayne. Had you ever had an outing like that in any of your years in baseball?
Nope, never. I like pitching a contact. So for me to, you know, get all those strikeouts was kind of, it was surprising to me because I was throwing the contact to where I thought, you know, they should put some swings on the balls, and maybe it was because it was cold and, you know, it was early in the year. They're a young team, so they hadn't really seen like a mix of pitches like that. Everything was working. I could dot up my fastball where I wanted to and then throw my slider right off of that to look just like a fastball, but, you know, dive out of the zone. So it was fun, but, you know, strikeouts haven't been there anymore, which is kind of what I like, because you throw less pitches if you're not striking people out, and you get soft contact and you can work deeper into games. So that's my goal. And when I go out and pitch, is I want to make guys swing early and soft contact in play.
Have you ever been a piggyback pitcher before?
Yeah, last year in Vancouver, we had like 6 piggybacks. it was crazy, sort of like this year. So we were on a 6-day rotation, and I think there was only one pitcher who was by himself, and then everybody else was a piggyback. I'm used to it. Some of the guys aren't so much. You know, it's kind of a weird concept. You know, 2 starters are warming up before the game. One guy is starting the game. One guy has to sit in the dugout for 5 innings and kind of heat back up whenever the other starter's reaching his inning limit. So it's weird, but you know, you get used to it if you do it enough times.
Did you give guys advice? Did you say, all right, here's what I've found helps me best?
Yeah, I think Kyle hadn't done it yet this year. We were both piggybacking, and he asked me, he's like, do you throw before the game, or do you have to like not throw before the game, or do you throw during the game? Because in spring training, we could throw during the game because we have so many fields, and there's opportunities to throw like in the 3rd inning, like get your long toss in to where you don't have to do it before the game, and you can, you know, save your bullets and you'll be more fresh come throwing. But yeah, I told him you gotta throw before the game, and then you gotta throw 25 pitches in the pen before you come in. So Kyle coming out of the pen, you know, it was different for him. He can get hot faster than a starter because, you know, in the pen, you gotta be, when you're called upon, you get like 10 pitches and you gotta be ready to go. So yeah, it was different. He asked for some help, and I gave it to him.
You've sat everywhere where a pitcher can sit over the course of a season, in terms of you're in the dugout watching the games that you're pitching. You're in the bullpen waiting for yourself to come in. You've been charting in the stands. Where do you like watching baseball best?
I like charting, especially at home, because we get to go up in the press box and we have a track man up there. You get to see everybody's spin rate, how hard guys are hitting the ball, you know, strikes or balls that the umpire called. That's kind of questionable. You know, it's if he calls a ball a strike or a strike a ball, you can see it on the TrackMan, and TrackMan doesn't lie. The only place TrackMan has a little bit of trouble is up and down, but in and out, TrackMan's almost perfect every time.
Do you like knowing an umpire strike zone? If you're going into a game where, let's say, an Alex Nash is the umpire, how much do you want to know what he calls a strike?
I think it's imperative, you know, to be able to know where you can throw and, you know, what his hot zones are and where he doesn't like to call pitches. You know, last night with Alex, he didn't quite like the outside corner, especially with the ball running back arm side. So if it started out of the zone and came back and hit, like, white or even black on the plate, he was going to ball it. But he liked, you know, in. He'd call in. And then for the most part, I didn't have many called strikes. It was most swing and misses, my strikes and, you know, balls put in play.
With Lugnuts pitcher Donnie Sellers, you've been with us since opening day. You've had a lot of catchers. What are the differences in all the different catchers that you've had this year?
I'd say mostly pitch calling. You know, Sotillo loves fastballs. He's going to call fastballs, you know, to get you out of situations, which I totally agree with. And then with Ryan Gold, he likes to mix, you know, start guys off speed, first pitch, you know, get them off balance, which I also like. Javi Hernandez, kind of same deal, likes to mix pitches. If he sees a pitch is working for you that day, he'll call it. So, yeah, being able to, you know, build these relationships with multiple catchers over the year, I think it's really cool as a pitcher. And you get to, you know, I think the relationship between pitchers and catchers is probably the most important relationship because, you know, we're the ones getting the outs. So, you know, they always say defense wins ball games. So if you can put your defense in a position to win the ball game for you, then, you know, that's what baseball is all about.
Has there been something memorable that somebody has said to you during a mound meeting this year?
Not really. I haven't had too many mound meetings. Really, you know, maybe Tony just telling me not do too much. And, you know, sometimes I can get to doing too much with my slider. And, you know, just those simple words, like, don't do too much, just rely on your fastball, rely on your slider. You know, that really helps and helps me focus and lock back in.
You made a defensive play yesterday going down into your left. That was fun to watch, and instinctive and reactive. Do you remember the best defensive play you've ever made on the mound?
I like PFPs a lot, and I like when I can get off the mound and, you know, show my athleticism. But there was one bunt. It was this year. I can't remember who it was against. It was a righty. Maybe it was against the Cubs. And the righty, there was nobody on. I think he was the first batter. I tried a surprise bunt on me, drag bunt. And, you know, I hopped off the mound. I went over, picked it up with my bare hand, didn't take any steps, planted, sidearm, threw it to first, and he was out by like 3 steps. So I'd say those are my favorite type of plays where I can cover some ground and then, you know, show off that I can make those plays.
Do you miss being an outfielder?
Oh, yeah. Every day, you know, in BP, if I can, if the outfielders aren't taking reps or anything, I'll hop into center or right, and I'll go track down some fly balls. And, you know, all the time I'm telling the coaches, like, hey, if you need an outfielder, you know, late in the game, I got you. I can still track balls, and I show them in BP that I can still do it. I don't miss hitting, though. I was not very good. I was not a very good hitter. So, if I could be an outfielder only, then I'm all for it. But if I got to get in the batter's box, I got no chance.
Could you pinch run?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always joke with Samad and Reggie. I'm still an athlete, and I can still, you know, I can still get some bags, I think. But it's been so long since I've been out of the game. And pro ball is so much faster. Everybody's better, better arms. So, you know, maybe. I could be a base runner.
With Lugnuts pitcher Donnie Sellers, you've worked hard for me to be able to say, minor league baseball player, professional baseball player. What's it mean to you that you are currently playing pro baseball?
It means the world to me. Ever since I was, you know, 5 and 6 years old, I've been saying I want to be a professional baseball player. I want to be a professional baseball player. You know, it's not gone the way I wanted to in college. You know, I thought I was going to be a hitter. Thought I was going to get drafted as a hitter. Then after my freshman year of college, I realized, like, if I still want to play pro baseball, I got to focus on pitching. Because, like I said, I can't hit. So, you know, putting in just so many reps and reps and reps, and, you know, having to build up my innings to where I was a reliever freshman and sophomore year to junior year, being able to start and go late in the games, you know, it's a really big step, and it's difficult. It's not easy to do. You got to condition your body. You got to condition your arm. It's a totally different mindset as a starting pitcher as compared to a relief pitcher. So, you know, there's been a lot of growth in the past 4 or 5 years for me transitioning from a hitter to a pitcher. I think I've come a long way with the mental side of it. You know, the physical side can only get you so far. Once you learn how to pitch, that's when, you know, you really separate yourself from everyone else.
What's your next step for growth? What is your personal plan for the off season entering next year?
Get my body in a position to where I'll be able to stay healthy for a full year, and, you know, go late in the games, and, you know, build my pitch count up, build my arm conditioning up, my general conditioning, get stronger, just so I can put myself in the best position to advance in the minor league system.
Donnie, finally, besides baseball, what else are you an expert in?
I'd say, you know, techie stuff like video games, phones, not computer programming. Uh-huh. I took that class at Wake Forest, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I do not recommend anyone do that unless you absolutely love computers and programming. But other than that, you know, of course I play Fortnite. I actually just downloaded the video game Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which was very popular when I was in like the 7th and 8th grade. They have it backwards compatible on the Xbox One.
Whoa.
So I can actually log on to my Xbox 360 account and play on my Xbox One the game that, you know, really made me fall in love with video games.
Donnie, that's strong. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Donnie Sellers. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.